Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king. Thank you for joining me. I'm getting ready to drop a nugget on you. As you have seen the title, what are you looking at? Man, that thing messed me up this morning. I was like, what? What am I looking at? And I don't know about you, but I used to find myself just looking at my situations, and sometimes my situation wasn't looking really good. And so you focus on that more than you focus on what God has showed you, because some stuff you haven't seen, you know what I mean? You see this stuff that's happening right in front of you all the time. And so it's hard to see the things that God has showed you or God has told you, and it makes it hard. And so the enemy wants you to always see and make you focus on the things that you're seeing, you know, that's in the natural, that's right in front of you, and making you focus on that thing. And you spend your whole time. I mean, you really do spend time looking at you like, man, dang, I've been going through this thing here for like 10 years. Is it ever going to change? God, you said that this was going to happen. I don't see this thing. And then you start giving up. You start quitting on it. But today we're going to work on your eyes. So we motivating today is about your eyes. What are you looking at? Today, we're going to take our eyes off of this negative stuff. We're going to take our eyes off of this stuff, because let me tell you something. Sometimes when you get into this place where you can't see something, and you spend your time like going in a circle. Literally, like going in a circle. Like, I keep going through this same cycle. I see what you're saying, God. I'm on this thing, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I see it. I see it. I see it. And then 2 weeks later, you find yourself looking at like, man, this thing ain't changed. Because once again, you put a time limit. You put a time on what God wants to do. And some of this stuff, it depends on you. If you can be consistent in seeing what he sees. And so today he gave me Psalms 16:8. It says, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I'll never be shaken. Now, how many times we substitute God on our right hand for a friend or somebody that's going to, you know, think that somebody's going to tell us what we really want to hear? And you really don't. And then you find yourself really not seeing what God sees, because God didn't tell them what he told you. And so they don't see what God showed you. And so now you're sitting in a place where, man, yeah, I really have been in this situation for a long time. Well, did I really see it? Did I really hear what God was saying? Am I really seeing what God was trying to show me? Listen, keep your eyes always on the Lord. With him at your right hand, man, you will not be shaken. You won't be shaken. You won't be wishy-washy. You won't be double-minded. You won't be thinking. I mean, it just won't. It literally just won't. You won't be shaken. How I mean, this is how when you listening to this, I mean, just listen to this one more time. David was writing this. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. You hear me? Always on the Lord. With him at my right hand. You know how we really say my right hand man. That means that person is going to be right there beside you all the time. Thick and thin. Ups and downs. All that stuff. My right. You know how we say I saw my right hand man. But he's saying him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. How many of y'all have gone through a shaken place? How many of y'all have gone in a place where you have been wishy-washy? You've been up and down. You've been in and out. You don't even know if you're coming or going. You've just been in that place. And all of a sudden, God says, listen, are your eyes on me? Are your eyes on me? Because here in Ephesians 1, it says, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Heard that one? For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. So are we operating in a righteous place? Because he says his eyes are upon the righteous and he hears, his ears are open to their prayers. So you've been praying, but are we in right standings with God? Because that's what righteousness is. Are we in right standings with God? So what the heck are we looking at? Because if God has showed you something and now you've gone off to the left and to the right, I'm just telling you something. I've done this one, you know, God has showed me something. And in my mind, I'm like, bro, I'm too far gone for me to be looking at that. And so I just look at my situation and my prayers, because my mind ain't in the right place. So if I'm sitting here asking for a prayer and my mind is not right, my thinking is not right, that means I'm not in right standing with God. If I got unforgiveness, or I got bitterness, or I got envy, or I got jealousy, I got any of this stuff in my heart, the Lord's ears aren't answering my prayers. He don't hear those prayers, because I got this stuff in my heart. And so what's in your heart? Because you looking at your situation and your situation has been in this situation for a long time. Now you've got angry. You've got bitter. You've got frustrated. You've got disappointment. But let me tell you something. Can I tell you this? Get delivered from it. Get delivered. Find that scripture. Forgive. Forgive 70 times 7. Love unconditionally. I'm just saying, because you got to get bitterness out your heart. You got to get envy out your heart, because if you're to keep your eyes on the Lord, those things are going to, they're like scales. They keep you blinded to being able to love unconditionally. They will keep you from being able to forgive. They will keep you in a bitter place. They will keep you in an anger place. They will keep you in a frustrated place. It will keep you there. Is that in right standings with God? Because it says, for the eyes of the Lord. I want God's eyes on me. I want his eyes on me. I want him to be able to, I want his ears, you know, I want his ears open to my prayers. When I get out on my knees or I get out and start praying, I want God to answer me. I don't know about you. Because if I've been looking at a situation, I've been in a situation for a long time, I got to turn around and look at myself. I got to turn around and say, okay, am I meeting the requirement? God, you know, what is it? What is it I need to do to be in right standards? And listen, though, when God speaks to you and he shows you something, then it's like, don't take it for granted or just like it's something that, oh, no, that's not really it. Devil is a liar. He's trying to keep you. He's trying to stop you from being able to see your hope and your calling. He's trying to get you to stop, to not see what God has already showed you. And so he's coming to kill it. He's coming to steal it. And he's coming to destroy it. Understand that. He's trying to blind you. He's trying to blind you. And today, the scales are coming off. So if we operating in unforgiveness, we operating in bitterness, we operating in envy, jealousy, or whatever, anger, wrath, whatever it may be, those things that have stopped you from being able to see what God is showing you. You know what I'm saying? To be able to stop, because here it is in 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, so we look not at the things which we are seeing, but at the things which are unseen. Stop looking at your circumstances. Stop looking at your situation. Stop looking at that. Yes, I hear you saying, man, you don't understand. You know how many times somebody say that? You don't understand. Listen, been there, done that. If I would have sat there and I found myself sitting there looking at, I can't never go back. Man, you know how far I've gone. You know how all the words that I said. You know how all the lies that I told. You know how the addictions I've been locked in. You know all of these things that, you know, that I've been in. Listen, man, I'm just trying to tell you. Today is the day that the scales being removed off of your eyes. And now you're going to be able to see. You're going to be able to look at the things that God has told you and asked you to look at. He's not asking you to look at your situation, because let me tell you, everybody else is looking at your situation. Everybody is looking at your situation. You don't need to look at your situation. All you need to do is walk this thing out the way God wants you to walk it out, because at the end of it, he gets the glory. And all those people that's been watching you, they're going to watch you come out of it. They're going to watch you progress. They're going to watch you get a reward because your faithfulness. They're going to watch you get what God showed you, but they ain't going to understand how you got it, but they're going to watch it. And so if they watch it and they watch it long enough, they're going to realize, okay, dang, what is she doing? What is she watching? Because I see him and I see her acting like I don't know what. I see their marriage messed up. I see their kids messed up. I see their finances messed up. I see that these people watching all of that stuff. That's what they do. They watch this stuff because they're trying to find something that's authentic. They're trying to find somebody that's going to really say, I got my eyes on the Lord. I'm not looking at my circumstances. So when they come to you and they be like, oh man, girl, you all right? Yeah, I'm okay. You sure you okay? They trying to convince you and want you to agree with them that what they see is bad. Man, listen here, man. I don't see that. All I see, you know, like my wife was like, man, at the beginning, she was seeing natural eyes. She had scales over her eyes. But then God starts taking them scales off her eyes and told her, I need you to see him like I see him. Oh, glory. Here we go. I want you to see him or her the way I see them. I want you to look at your circumstances the way God sees it and not the way you see it. I need you to see your circumstances the way God sees it and not by what your friend over here talking about, telling you what your situation look like. You don't need her or him to tell you what your situation look like. You don't need that. That's all that's doing is rehearsing and agreement with something negative, with something that's not even godly. God didn't ask you to pay attention to that. He said, keep your eyes on me and watch me do this. Because he's able to do exceedingly abundantly. He's able to do the things that you can't even do. You can't even think of the things that God can do for you. You can't even think of them. But if you keep your eyes on him, you can actually walk this thing out every day. Because if you keep your eyes on your situation, you're going to be stagnant. You'll stop. You'll stop reaching. You'll stop fighting. You'll stop pushing. You'll stop believing. You'll stop hoping. You'll stop doing all of that stuff. Why? Because you'll start feeling like a victim. You'll start feeling like I can't come out. This is too hard for me. If you've ever said these things, if you might have said them yesterday, or matter of fact, you woke up this morning and said the same thing. Today, the devil is a lie. Today, the day you get your 2020, you get your spiritual eyes back. You've been blind in the spirit realm. But God says today, I'm giving you 2020 in the spirit realm. And now you're going to be able to see the things that I see. So you're not going to rehearse the things that's being in the natural, but you're going to start rehearsing the things that I'm seeing. Because now you got to say, God, I want to see it the way you see it, period. That's it. I want to see it the way you see it, God. I don't want to rehearse this thing. I don't want to think about this thing. All I want to do is your way. And let me tell you something. When you get into that place, because this place takes discipline. This place takes so much discipline that it took me a very long time. And I pray that it don't take you this long. I pray it don't take you long. I pray that the day God do something, bam. God do something, I mean, I'm like, bam. I mean, scales just instantly fall off of your eyes. I'm talking about you was once blind, being able to see. I'm talking about you no longer seeing in the natural, but you seeing the hope of your calling. You seeing the things that God has called for you to be, things that God has called for you to do, things that God has asked you to pray for, things that God has asked you to step into. You can see those things now. Now, not only can you see them, but you actually believe them. And now that you believe in it, now that your hope has come back, now that you're walking with so much boldness and strength that now you no longer see in the natural, you see in the spiritual. Why? Because what? We are spiritual beings and we in this world, but not of this world. He said, you are a spiritual being first. So operate in the spiritual place. Stop operating in the natural. Your friends and everybody that's running around here talking about what they see, they're operating in the natural. And you should be asking, praying for them like, listen, I need you to open your, I pray for your eyes to be open, that you no longer see what my situation look like, but let's see what your situation look like. And I'm talking about spiritually. I ain't talking about in the natural. Because you start looking at your natural stuff and your natural stuff is so big and so huge, you feel like you're overwhelmed and you can't do it. But today, you just got a nugget on my eyes are open. I'm keeping my eyes on the Lord. I am keeping my eyes on the Lord. I don't care what it look like. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody trying to do. I don't care. I don't care if it's your spouse. I don't care if it's your neighbor. I don't care if it's your children. I don't care if it's your boss. I don't care who it is. Today, the scale's coming off. Today, I got my 2020. Today, I received my 2020. You know, when you go to the doctor's office and they give you the little thing and they say, okay, read this line. Today, you hit your 2020. Today, you hit your 2020. Because now the scales are all removed off of your eyes and now you're able to see. No longer are you blind. I'm talking about you've been blind because you put the scales on. You know what those scales, I already told you what those scales are. Those scales are anger, resentment, unforgiveness, bitterness, envy, jealousy, you know, whatever it may be. If you're on an addiction, whatever. Those are the scales that blind you from seeing who you really are or seeing what God has really called for you to be. Then you start thinking to yourself, I can't do this. Then you go into the quit of a spirit. Man, we done buying that yesterday. The day before, we buying that. And then yesterday, we got our strength. Because today, now you can see. And so now when you start putting all that together, no, I ain't quitting. Yes, I got my strength and I can see. Oh, no, I got my strength to run this race out. I got my strength to jump over this wall. I don't care if this wall of bitterness, man, he gives me feet, hind feet. I'm able to leap over walls. You hear what I'm saying? Leap over walls. There's no traps. There's no snares. Why? Because you can see them now. The enemy can't trap you anymore. He can't snare you anymore. He can't bamboozle you anymore. He can't bewitch you anymore because you can see it. You can see it. You can see it. Just keep your eyes always on the Lord. I mean, always. What is always? Always is always. I mean, I don't have a dictionary in front of me, but you can look the word up and find out what's another word for always. I'm just thinking that it's always. It's continuously. It's a repetitive thing. I'm not a Webster, but I'm. If I go look it up, I'm sure those things will be in there. And I'm just speaking Holy Spirit led because he wants me to focus on always. When you find yourself taking your eyes off the Lord at all times continually. Thank you, baby. See, that's a help meet that is suitable. That's what I'm talking about. There it goes right there. If I don't have it, I bet you my baby got it. She pulled it up. There you go. At all times and continually. That's what you have to do. Keep your eyes on God. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what it is. He don't care what it is. He just wants you to keep your eyes on him. And because, let me tell you something. You look at your situation and you scream, it's bad, 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 bad. And God is sitting there like, do you really know? Do you really know what I can do with that? Do you know? Because I'm looking at my situation. Our situation was bad. But I'm looking at what God has done with our situation, how he has changed and restored and reset and re-energized and rebooted my marriage and brought it back to a place where I'm like, seriously? People are listening to this, are listening to me. But when he told me to do it, my mind, I wasn't even thinking about that. I was like, no, God, I ain't doing none of this. I'm not getting on here and tell my business. That's not going to happen. Man, I don't know how many broadcasts we've done, but I've probably told everything in my past. The good, the bad, the ugly, some crazy stuff. Stuff that used to keep me in shame and bondage that I would never tell anybody. You know what? But I started figuring out. The scales started being removed from my eyes. And it was some stuff that we had to pray for. My wife had to pray for because I wasn't seeing. I couldn't see God's perspective. I couldn't see what God was saying. I couldn't see what God was trying to do. The enemy had me so blind that he kept me in a dark place. But let me tell you something. When the scales start falling off of your eyes and you start seeing the true hope of God's calling, you start seeing the true things that God is showing you. When I tell you what, you start seeing stuff, and I'm talking about your spirit man go to jumping. I'm talking about it goes to jumping like, oh my God, he sees. And the enemy is like, oh my God, I kept this away from him all this time, and now he can mess around and see. I'm in trouble now. You right, devil. You in trouble now. And every last one of your imps, them, that bitterness, that anger, that frustration, that them drugs, them alcohol, all of that stuff that used to keep me bound. Now I am delivered and I can see. I can see the traps. I can see the snares. I can see those things. But now I got my eyes on him. I don't have my eyes on my situation. I don't have my eyes on death. I don't have my eyes on suicide. I don't have my eyes on the pornography. I don't have my eyes on masturbation. I don't have my eyes on adultery. I don't have my eyes on lying. That's not it. That's not it. That's not it. I'm talking about my eyes on the righteous. I'm talking about, okay, what am I, what do I need to have? Where am I right now? If I need to look at myself and see if I'm in right standings with God. Am I operating in righteousness? Am I thinking righteous? Am I operating in holiness? Am I operating, is my mind holy? Is my heart holy? Is my heart righteous? That's what my mind is now, because now I can see it. Because if I can keep my mind and my heart in that place, then I'm able to see what God is showing me. I'm able to see what the enemy is trying to do to me. I'm able to see I'm seeing ahead of time what the enemy is trying to set up. I used to not be able to see that. And my wife would say, dang, babe, you can't see that? That's just obvious. You don't see what the enemy is doing? I'm like, no. Right about now, I'm going to need you to see for me. That's like a blind man walking and you need a guard. You need somebody to help you walk until the scales start falling off. But as I kept walking and as I kept pushing and as I kept plowing, as I kept moving forward towards God, I'm telling you, the scales start falling off. And as the scales start falling off, I'm able to see my true identity. I'm able to see what God has always intended for me to see. I'm able to see the plans of God. I'm able to see the love of God. I'm able to see the grace of God. I'm able to see these things now. And so I pray that you're able to see them. I pray that the scales are being removed. I pray that every heavy scale that has caused your eyelids to be heavy, every weariness, every tiredness, every bitterness, every anger, because some of your situations have just made you flat out angry. You've been angry and mad for decades. You have been holding a grudge for a decade. Let it go. Let that thing go. Let that scale be removed off of your eyes so you can truly see. You can truly see and experience what forgiveness look like. You can truly see and understand what loving the unlovable is look like. You don't forgot how to love. You feel like you don't have the capacity to love. The enemy, the devil is a lie. You will be able to love again because you will be able to see love. You'll be able to receive love. You'll be able to understand love. The enemy had us walking around here blind. You know what I mean? I mean, you walking around looking like you can see in the natural, but you only seeing negative. You only seeing the horrible things. You only seeing the acts of someone else. We're going to take our minds off of that now. Today is the day we grow up. Today is the day we get our spiritual eyesight back. Today is the day that you no longer look at what the enemy has been doing, how the enemy has been trying to overwhelm you, trying to consume your thoughts, trying to consume what you see. But Father says, keep your eyes always on the Lord. Keep my eyes. You can put that on. I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord always. I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord always. I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord always. I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord always. I don't care if you have to say that to yourself every time. I'm sitting there looking at myself. I keep telling y'all. Y'all think I'll be talking to y'all and just be. I'm looking at myself. I got an opportunity to look at myself. I'm looking at myself in my eyes and I'm telling myself, I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord always. 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 And the Lord, on the Lord, and with him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Man, the enemy, I got the enemy shaking right now because I know who I know. And I know that Jesus is on my right hand side. And that's my right hand partner. I don't need no natural. My wife is my right hand in the natural. But Jesus is my right hand in the spiritual realm. And with those both, man, listen here, man, this is an unstoppable force. Y'all, I'm sorry. See what I'm trying to tell you? See, just when you feel like you're doing good, man, let me tell you something. The enemy, my phone has never did that. My phone just flat out went and said, your phone too hot, and it shut down. It said my phone was too hot. I say, I guess what I'm speaking is just too hot. I guess it's just too hot. I apologize for that delay. But you know what? The devil ain't gonna stop me. He's not gonna stop me. So once again, I need y'all to remember, and I need you to know that today is the day that the scales are being removed off of your eyes. The scale is being removed. You will keep your eyes on the Lord. Just start saying that. Can we get an agreement? Can we just do a declaration? I will keep my eyes on the Lord. I will keep my eyes on the Lord. I will keep my eyes. Oh, my bad. I will keep my eyes always. And I'm talking about capitalized always. I will keep my eyes on the Lord always. Always. Please. I will keep my eyes on the Lord always. Don't take your eyes off the Lord. Don't take your eyes off the Lord. Not today, not tomorrow, not next week, not at all. Let's be consistent in that. Let's just try that. Let's try that. Let's just try that. And let's see what God does. Because God is always trying to see if we're going to be consistent. Will we be consistent? I don't know about y'all. I used to have an issue with being consistent. Ask my wife. I was way off. I was so far from being consistent. It wasn't even funny. But now I'm getting consistency. I had to start in some little things. And it start building. But once you start declaring to yourself that I will keep my eyes on the Lord always, when the enemy try to bring something to you and it doesn't look right and it just seems wrong, man, listen, man, what? Man, I'm keeping my eyes on the Lord always. You can leave me alone. I'm getting my 2020 in the spirit realm. You talking about 2020 year? We're talking about 2020 in the spirit realm. Think about being able to see that. So, we got our declaration. I will keep my eyes on the Lord always, because I'm gonna walk in my 2020 spiritual scene, my spiritual eyes. The enemy is no longer gonna have me bamboozled, bewitchment, blind, scales over my eyes. You know, start looking at your situation. What is it? What is it that's stopping you from being able to see? What could it be? I don't know. You tell me. What is it that's stopping you from being able to see? You got to do self-deliverance. Look yourself in the mirror and find out, are you angry? Are you angry about anything? Are you bitter about anything? Are you frustrated about anything? Are you weary about anything? Are you grumbling about anything? I mean, just start going through a list. It's like going to a doctor's office and the doctor say, do you have this symptom, this symptom, this symptom, this symptom? Do you have this? And you got to check the box. Okay, check the box. You know you. You know you better than you know you. I don't know how that is, but you know yourself. All right, declaration. I will keep my eyes on the Lord always. You understand that? Once again, I will keep my eyes on the Lord always. And I will walk in my 2020 spiritual vision, my 2020 spiritual vision. I'm going to see in the spirit realm. I'm going to be able to see the way God sees it. That's all I want to do. I want to see it the way the Lord sees it. Show me. Keep my eyes open. That's it. Once again, I just dropped a nugget. I pray that this motivates you, encourages you, it pumps you up, it gets you set for the day. I don't want the enemy to take advantage of you no more, ever again. And as long as I gotta do it, listen, hey God, I'm your servant. I come to please the Father. Hey, I understand backlash and retaliation. That's why the enemy tried to shut my phone down. My phone ain't never shut down, y'all. Not like that. Talking about it's hot. I'm sitting in the shade. Why my phone hot? I don't know. It's probably what I'm speaking, because the enemy wants to keep everybody blind. He wants to keep everybody not being able to see. But I bust your bubble today, devil. I bust you right across your head. Now what? Now we got a whole bunch of believers, a whole bunch of saints, a whole bunch of brothers and sisters being able to see now. Now they can see. Now you no longer going to have them trapped and snared. You no longer going to have them sitting in a place where they can't see anymore. Now they're not going to be rehearsing those bad things. They're not going to be rehearsing those things that have caused them to slip and fall, caused them to be angry and bitter and unforgiveness. Now they're coming out because they can see. They can see. They can see. Thank you. And if this here blessed you, please give me some likes. We got a, you can go to our, I'm Gerald, one part of Jim Ministries, Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You can go to our website, geraldandyvette.com. We got a YouTube channel, Gerald and Yvette Ministries. Please go to the web, go to the, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. It's a lot of stuff that's going on that channel also. We just want to be able to reach as many as we can reach. You know, we just want to do do what the God says do. And I really and truly love doing this. We got resources on our website. She does a prayer. She prays for the kings on Tuesday. And that's off the chain because I feel those prayers when she praying. So let me tell you something. I don't care if your spouse is not there. You ain't seen your spouse. And God told you to pray for. I mean, pray for your daddy. Pray for your sons. Pray for your uncles. Pray for your boss. Pray for the people that God has called to be kings. If it's your husband, pray for them. Pray for them. Let me tell you something. When you really start praying out of your heart, those prayers are felt by the person that you're praying for. I can promise you that. I'm a product of that. So remember, God loves you. We love you. And we want you to have a blessed day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And I need you to rejoice and be glad in it.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.